This gospel passage raises questions for us, and few of them are easy or straightforward. But let's start with, well, at least one of the elephants in the room, perhaps the main elephant in the room, the biggest one. Let's look at the difficult part of any story of healing. There are people who don't get healed, both in Jesus' time and ever since. And there's no way to address that which feels either comfortable or respectful. We learn that questions like, but why didn't God do so-and-so? Or why did God heal X but not Y? Gets in the way of our walk with God. We never really find an answer that's at all satisfactory on any level to a why not question. Our speculations feel feeble when reality challenges them. Because the honest answer is that we don't know and we can't know. As we've said, it's not an answer which satisfies us, but it leaves us where we need to be, open to and dependent on God. And we realise that we are to do what we can, to honour suffering, not to avoid people who are having a tough time. We can shape our values and our plans around them and with them, and not just ignore it all. So we turn to the woman at the heart of our reading, the woman whom Jesus heals. She appears in our passage in the shape of a human question mark, bent, not able to stand up straight. These days, such spinal problems, perhaps as she had, are detected early. Nowadays, she would be monitored through childhood, have corrective surgery in her early teens, and her adult life would be relatively normal. We wouldn't actually know any of that unless or until she told us. But the situation of the woman in our reading is very different. She's the odd one out among all the people there. She's diminished. The world likely dismisses her as an object of curiosity and not much use. She doesn't have an obvious role in society. Not being useful, she is looked down on physically and metaphorically. Her choices, like her experience of the world around her, are very limited. She can't easily see much more than the ground just and she herself spends her life, her whole life perhaps, looking down through no choice of her own. She can't look into other people's faces in the ways that we take for granted. She can't read their expressions. She seems humble enough, but who knows how she feels inside. Well, her inner life does seem to have vigour, vibrancy. She's a woman of faith. She spends time at the synagogue and she's been listening to Jesus. He doesn't ignore her. He calls her to him. He tells her she's free from what limits her. He lays hands on her. So what happens next? Most translations, including ours today, tell us that she stood up straight. The original Greek, apparently, some of us will know more about this than others, and we have some of us had to take it second hand, translates more accurately as she was straightened. Indeed, the Authorised Version tells us she was made straight. And that has a different energy to it, direct, miraculous. Through Jesus' healing and her welcome and acceptance of what God through Jesus has done for her, she is set free. She glorifies God in thankfulness and praise, and we hear no more of her. Her problems, her physical disabilities at least, have been straightened out, and clearly she and God are in a good place. The same cannot, perhaps, be said for the grumpy leader of the synagogue. He is vehemently opposed to anything which threatens the holiness and order of the Sabbath, even a miraculous healing. And there are not six other days of the week for that. Why can't it be done then? It's never right. Jesus points out that we don't hold that to be true or kind, or even financially sensible in everyday life. There is never a wrong time to be set free. Jesus challenges him, straightens out the priorities of the man of order in the place of worship, and perhaps he straightens us out a bit too. It may be that there are times when our daily routine gets in the way of our openness, our sensitivity to other people's needs. Perhaps we dismiss a niggling little prompt to say or to do something for someone. I might look silly, it'll make me late. Jesus reminds us to be open to the possibilities that each moment holds, rather than just following those routines. Jesus asks us, too, to straighten up, to look around, and be part of the new things, even if they do buck the trend of our normal lives. If we sense they are of God, we may be called to stop looking at the ground, to face them, and to ask God's grace in how to respond.